Yes, I say come on over, baby. Baby, you can't go wrong. We ain't faking.
No, we certainly ain't faking. There is a lot of shaking going on. That is another way of putting it, meaning that there is much going on in our community. And we have the show on KPTZ, which we call Attention Please, purpose being to draw your attention to what some of those activities are. We have two topics for today's Attention Please. The Dove House is holding a benefit golf tournament. That's going to be the end of the month, but they want you to know about it now. And Olympic Peninsula Home Connection, an organization, is going to be hosting a movie, a couple of movie nights actually, producing Shakespeare's, I'm going to say Timon, but it could be Timon. I don't really know which one it is, but someone will correct me at some point. I'm trying also to unmute a couple of people. Beulah Kingsolver is one of them. Beulah, there you did. You took care of that. And the other, Barbara. Barbara, you're going to have to say your last name because I can't. Beulah, welcome to the show to begin with you.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome, Beulah. And Barbara, your last name, pronounce it for me, please.
Berthume.
Oh, that's not so hard. Actually, it looked a lot more intimidating than it really is. So you two are talking to me regarding the golf tournament. Barbara Kingsolver is the executive director of Dove House, and Barbara is representing the Bluebills, who are hosting this tournament. Beulah, first off, 25 words or fewer if possible. Dove House, what do you do?
Dove House does the victim services for Jefferson County. So we serve all victims of any and all crimes. We provide housing, advocacy, legal advocacy, group support, and anything a person needs who's suffering from a crime.
Thank you. That was well done and brief. Barbara, the Bluebills. The Bluebills host this golf tournament for the Dove House. And who are the Bluebills?
Bluebills are a volunteer group of retirees. We used to be called the Boeing Bluebills, but we're just now the Peninsula Support Organization Bluebills. So we work in three counties. We build wheelchair ramps, do grab bars. That's our builders. This is our ninth year of the Dove House Golf Tournament. We do an annual Christmas giving and buy gifts for homeless kids. We support STEM programs on the peninsula. So with all our programs in three counties, we generate approximately $500,000 annually in goods and kinds and services.
And a golf tournament for Dove House. This is the ninth golf tournament, I believe, that you have hosted for Dove House?
Yes.
And you skipped last year, I suppose.
Yes. So we've raised approximately $120,000 over the last 8 years. We are hoping for a great turnout. So far, it seems to be quite good.
And your tournament is held, I said, in Port Ludlow. Is that correct?
Yes, at the Port Ludlow Golf Tournament. August 27th with a noon shotgun.
And I saw that term on the website. I am not a golfer. The term shotgun, well, I was wondering what that is supposed to mean. Explain what a shotgun is with reference to a golf tournament.
Everybody shows up about 10 o'clock for registration, and they usually have a shotgun that goes off, may not, but everybody starts at 12 o'clock on different holes, so we all end at the same time.
Starting at different holes, I see, but everybody
yeah,
is going
12
to,
o'clock.
Everybody would be playing the same number of holes, just starting at different places.
Yes.
Hence
yes.
The need for some loud sound, perhaps a shotgun or something like a shotgun. I was wondering how you would avoid congestion on the golf course, and that does explain that to me.
This tournament is really popular because it's a lot of fun. We sell mulligans, so it's not about being an excellent golfer. It's about having fun, being with other people, and contributing for a very worthy cause. So you could buy a drive, you could buy mulligans, you could have on a par five, you could be within 150 yards for $20. So, and we have fantastic raffle baskets that people put money into. And each raffle basket is worth over $100, and it's $2 to buy a ticket. So there's just all kinds of ways that golfers can participate, get to know what's going on at Dove House, because Beulah has her staff, and there'll be a lot of board members. Maybe Beulah, you could talk to that point.
Just to echo what Barbara said, this is a great place to get to know what's going on in your community for victims of different crimes. This golf tournament goes to support people for things that we would not have money to spend to support them in other ways. So maybe housing, or it could be kids like wanting, one year we used some of the money for to support a victim's child who wanted to be a cheerleader and needed help with the cheerleader uniforms. And so it kind of just fits in that niche of what most people can do, but victims' children often don't have the funds to do it. So it's really fun. Also, we have the dinner afterwards where we get together and celebrate each other and get some social. And I think this year we probably all need that social connection.
We're learning how to do that again. So what might a non-golfer do? How might a non-golfer who wants to participate and support Dove House do that?
We have tee signs that you can sell. I mean, that we sell, like if you own a business, that's one way to do it. You can, of course, be a sponsor. Lots of the businesses sponsor different amounts, and that money goes directly to Dove House. And you can come buy raffle tickets. Most of my team does not golf, but we all show up, we buy raffle tickets, and then go to the dinner afterwards. Barbara, do you have other ideas?
Yes, we have. I just want to let you know that we have 11 major sponsors and 22 tea sponsors. So we get a broad support from the community. But as Beulah said, you could show up at 10 o'clock and just wander around, talk to Dove House board members and staff, buy raffle tickets, and meet some new people, and then show up for the raffle event at the Bay Club afterwards, about 5 o'clock. God Bless Food is catering this event.
So you also have food, and I would imagine that's part of what's included with registration?
Yes, yes.
And may I ask the question also, are there refreshments, liquid types of refreshments?
Yes, they are. There's an open bar, wine and beer, whatever, that's part of the cost.
And since you can tell from what I've said already that I am not a golfer, and obviously then have never participated in a golf tournament, will the golf course be closed to everyone other than your activity on that day?
Definitely.
Okay. And, you know, I have to tell you, too, that as I think about all these people golfing, some of whom are more skilled than others, or maybe I could say less skilled than others, are hard hats provided?
Everybody's very gentle, and you do not have to be an excellent golfer. The biggest thing you're going to win is a bottle of wine. So this tournament is definitely not about skill, but it's about camaraderie, supporting a great cause. The format is four people play, everybody hits a ball. The best ball, everybody goes to that ball, hits the next one. So if you're not a great golfer, you could just come along for the ride.
That sounds like actually quite a wonderful time. And is this format something that the Bluebills have concocted, or is it universally recognized as a tournament for a fundraiser?
It's a great tournament, especially, you know, there's some tournaments that are very serious where you have to have your handicap and everybody's very concerned and anxious. But this tournament allows people that don't have handicaps and just want to come out and play and have a good time. It's a very popular format for charity events.
Okay, let's summarize the details, the date, the place, and also, of course, what one does to register.
Okay, there's registration online, isn't there, Beulah, at your website?
Yes.
Yes, so if you go to Dove House, you can register online. It's August 27th, beginning at noon is when everybody starts to play. People start registering about 10 o'clock because there's a lot going on. And then after the tournament, everybody collects at the Bay Club for drinks and honoring the sponsors, recognizing the sponsors and the volunteers and everybody that's done things to put it together. I'd like to mention that the leader gives us a full page ad. So that should be coming out in the next week or two.
And you would like to see registrations quickly become very much more numerous.
Yes.
So register now, but any time up until the 27th of the month.
No, to the 20th. We'd like it to be. We'll take registrations after if we can. But if people could register by the 20th, that would be great.
I want to thank you both for joining me on Attention, Please. It's Barbara Berthune, I say that a little slower and better, who is of the Bluebills, not any longer Boeing Bluebills, but just Bluebills, hosting this tournament, and Beulah Kingsolver, Executive Director of Dove House. Thank you both. Now I see on my Zoom screen a whole bunch more people, and I'm asking you all, I'm trying to unmute you, but you're, I guess, going to have to unmute yourselves. I know that I see Consuelo, because I know Consuelo. Hi, Consuelo. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Yourself?
Always good to see you. And you know I'm the president of your fan club. Also, Carla Powell. She is the producer of this film that's been produced, I guess I should put it that way. Consuelo is the director, and I have two cast members of this play also on film. They are Tenzin O'Neill and Peter Sanok.
Nice to meet you, Phil.
Hi, Peter. Did your papa tell you that he's been on the air with me before?
Actually, I think he did mention it.
Yeah, oh, you look like your papa too, actually. Okay, so we have a movie to see, which is to be seen next week. I told you who's going to be in the play. Those are Peter and Tenzin. I told you the name of the director and the producer. And this is for Olympic Peninsula Home Connection. I had never heard of the organization until this email came into my inbox. So I suppose it would be a good thing to know something of what you're up to before we talk about the play. And maybe that's for Carla to talk about.
Yeah, hi. Thanks, Phil. So OPHC is Olympic Peninsula Home Connection, and we are a K through 8 program out of the Crescent School District. We are known as an ALE, which is an alternative learning experience. So we're public school kids out of Crescent. We have students in Jefferson and Clallam County. They are doing their school at home, so kind of homeschooling, but they have advisors such as myself and a couple other people. And we, in the before times, we would meet once a week and have workshops. And drama was one of those classes that we taught. And a play is something that we have done for the last 8 years.
But this year, you decided to do a movie, which is quite an undertaking. Why did you do that?
Well, we did that because we cast Timon of Athens in 2019. Okay. And we were already starting rehearsals there in March of 2020. It got, you know what happened. And I kept on promising, you know, at first we were just going to come back April 24th, and then it kept on getting pushed out and out. And it just got to the point where I got tired of promising the kids a play that was looked like it was not going to be able to happen. And so we came up with the idea of a movie. Initially, I thought that we would have to be filming, everybody would film at their house and we would put it together. But as things, as the sun came out, we thought, you know what, we can just put kids in really small groups, maybe even one student at a time outside and film them and then put it all together at the end. And that's what we did.
Consuelo, what did you think of this notion? I mean, you're going to be the director. Have you produced films before? Ever made drama become a film?
No. I hadn't. Carla and I have been working together for about 8 years. We had always done a play, and it is always indoors. We'd never even had to work with any sort of outside equipment. We wanted to make sure that the kids were safe, and that meant that we needed to think a little bit outside of my comfort zone. Carla said that we would be able to find some beautiful locales, and she did. And we got few small groups together, and I used what little I remember from my own filming when I've been in things, and I said, okay, if we try this, this might work. And then we looked at the dailies, and she said it was okay. So we just kept doing things like that.
Well, that sounds like you are adaptable because you had to be adaptable and because you wanted to please the kidlets. And after 18 months of pandemic, we need to be sensitive to their needs and their feelings. I admire your, what would we say, adaptability is one word I was going to use. The other is ingenuity. That's the one I really wanted. Did you have sophisticated Hollywood quality equipment with which to put together this film?
Sure. We didn't. I can show you here. We used Consuelo's video camera she had. We have a third director, which is Maggie Kelly. She has a video camera, and I have my iPhone 6 here that I use. But, you know, many a great movie has been filmed on an iPhone. And then sound was a challenge as well. But overall, I mean, you mentioned ingenuity. Since we are teachers, we wanted the students to learn something. And they love doing a play. They were disappointed it wasn't a play. But at the end of the day, I mean, there were new things for everyone to learn, us included. And so that's just what we had to do.
And I believe you also used an aerial photography tool.
Oh, we did. We have a drone, and that was just purely by chance. My son had got a drone for Christmas. It was a really good Craigslist deal. So it was probably our best quality camera.
Yeah.
And so we were able to use that as well. And that just happened. We didn't plan that.
Just to make sure we get this information into this little conversation we're having. You'll be able to see the film at I2 Wednesday, next Wednesday, not this week, but next Wednesday, and also the following Thursday. Times are available, I believe, on the OPHC website, so we'll leave the times for people to look for that. Peter and Tenzin. Well, let's start with Peter. Peter, tell me about, briefly describe what this play is about. It is Shakespeare. Describe the play for us and tell us about your character.
Well, this play is about a man who is quite wealthy and had many friends who he lent money to, and he really thought they were his friends. But then when they when he ran out of money and they didn't help him at all, he went insane.
Insane. So you have to play the part of an insane person.
Yes.
Yeah. What do your parents think about that? Do they say, well, you've kind of been goofy all your life, so this should be easy for you?
I don't know. They thought about it. They probably felt like it was pretty accurate to my personality.
Well, would you do me a favor and say hi to your dad for me? And I want to ask Tenzin about your character. Whom do you play?
Well, I play Captain Alcibiades, and my character at the start is a friend of Timon, but as the play goes on and Timon gets crazier, they kind of drift apart. And I feel like Captain Alcibiades, he owes something to Timon. And so he gets revenge basically on all the lords and people who betrayed Timon.
And that is the tension then? Is this a comedy?
It's complicated. It's one of the later ones where it's supposed to be a comedy, but it's pretty dark.
Okay, Peter, go back to Peter here. How do you feel about making film compared to being live on stage? You won't have an audience there applauding you at the end of the play.
Well, it was harder for me to remember my lines because I didn't have that energy coming from the audience. I was just staring into a camera, so that was harder. But it was also kind of nice to know that if I mess up, we can just do another take and it's not this huge thing.
Were there a lot of other takes to have to do, or were you pretty much good straight away?
The first time we filmed, we took a lot of takes because I was just very stressed out and not used to filming at all because I had never really filmed anything.
Okay, Tenzin, same question for you, really. How do you, from your own sense of satisfaction, contrast making a film to being live on stage?
Well, I definitely feel like there is a different type of energy with making the film than doing it in person. The responsibilities were definitely still there. And as at first when we started, I feel like it was confusing for some people and a little tiring. But as it went on and we picked up momentum, people got used to it.
Which would you rather do next year?
If I had the chance, I would rather do an in-person one instead of a film.
Carla, last question is for you. We have about 30 seconds. Could you summarize the details of this production? When and where can we see it? And what will it do for the program?
Okay, well, the Finn River website has our eBright ticket reservations, and it is August 11th and 12th. That's a Wednesday and Thursday. August 11th is 7 o'clock only. We do have a 4 o'clock, but that's just going to be kind of our red carpet event for our actors. So if you come on Wednesday, August 11th at 7, you will be able to see some of the actors around if you want some autographs. And then August 12th at 4 and 7. And that's going to be at Finn River in the Hay Barn. Will be kind of an outside space, and you'll be able to order food. But you can reserve your tickets online because I think we have an 80 capacity. Oh, and the proceeds will go to supporting our program. Donations accepted.
Many thanks to you, Carla Powell. Many thanks and hi again
to
Consuelo. And also many thanks to Peter Sanuk and Tenzin O'Neill. So all four of you, thank you for joining me on Attention Please. And I now have to say goodbye to all of you.
Thanks
Always
for having
nice
me on,
to
Phil.
See you.
Thank you, Bill.
Welcome.